Aleishu, Chelik Beis, Shin Pei Ches, the sixth chapter, Hilchos Achag, the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Bechinuch Yishnam Shnei Tehalichim. In Chinuch, there are two processes. Binyan Ha'adam Utzmichasei HaPnimis. The building of the individual and his inner growth. Kach Omaru B'Mamar HaChinuch. This is what we said over there. Binyan and Tzmicha. Kan Unisif Oidzeis. Here we're going to add the following. בשני תהליכים אלה נכללים גם בשני המסלולים של ההלכה והגדתה. In these two processes are included also the two paths of הלכה and הגדה. ההלכה בוינה את האדם ואת הכלל ישראל. הלכה builds the individual and כלל ישראל. מה היו חיינו וחיי הכלל בלי ההלכה? What would be our lives and the lives of the collective without הלכה? הלוי ההלכה היא צורס חיים של כלל ישראל בכל הדוריס. ההלכה is the way of life, it's the path of life of all of כלל ישראל throughout the generations. והיא היא השומרת על אופייה של האומה הקדושה. It's the ההלכה that preserves the characteristics of the holy nation. ובחיי הפרט, and in the lives of the individual, מקטן עד גדול, from the smallest to the greatest, היציבוס, הקדושה והנצחיוס מאורגנוס בהלכה. The stability, the sanctity, the eternity are all anchored in הלכה. ובנפש היפה מספתח תהליך מקביל בפנימיוס. In a sensitive soul, this is a phrase that the author will use throughout this chapter, ובנפש היפה, in a sensitive person, מספתח תהליך מקביל בפנימיוס. There's a corresponding, a parallel process inside. רגשי סקוידש, holy feelings, holy sense, he'arois b'avidas Hashem, certain comments that one has about avidas Hashem, ha'mevi'os le'habanes ma'amri chazal b'agadata, and these bring one to understand certain statements of chazal in agadata. V'zoi ha'emes, the truth is ma'amri chazal yefshal avin al-dei ra'ayonoi sekushiyos v'terutzim. Statements of chazal in agadata cannot be understood through all sorts of ideas or questions and answers. Ha'imra mefursemes ein mashivin ala agada. It appears in a number of forms, this statement in the Yerushalmi and elsewhere. But this famous statement of Chazal, ein mashivin ala agada, that one may not ask questions about agada. Einah imes, it does not mean kefishit im ha'ilam, as is a common misconception. Ki bedevrei Chazal be'agadata yachol adam lagid kechol ha'ilu el rochoy chas v'chalila. That in words of Chazal in Agadah, a person can say whatever enters his mind, whatever you wish, and nobody can ask a question. Rak hakavanai, the intent of Chazal is she'i efshar lilmoid Agadato b'derech hashakla v'tarya shel hashmatas. Chazal means to say that one cannot learn Agadata in the usual, using the methodology of shakla v'tarya, of regular sugyos, of question and answer. Ki la'agadata yesh derech havana acheres. Agadata is understood differently. ההבדל הוא פשוט. The difference between Agadata and Hilchesa is simple. אם רק נזכור, the author made this point a number of times before. If we remember, כי ישמעתסה רצו חזל לברר ולגלויסס האמס. ישמעתסה חזל wanted to clarify and to reveal the truth. ובאגדתה רצו דווקא להסתיר עיסה. אגדתה, they often wished to conceal things. שלא כל בור מעם הארץ יוכל לבוא ולקחת עיסה עטרה. So that not every ignoramus will come and take the crown. לכן הרבה יעשה קשה לעמוד על אמיתוס ביורו של מאמר חזל. That's why it's much more difficult to understand the true meaning of a statement of חזל in Agadata. ודרך ההבנה בזה, so the way, we said before, it's not the way to do it through the usual methodology of קושייה ותירוץ. The way is to live, לחיוס עם מאמר חזל זמן רב, to live with a statement of חזל for a long time. לפעמים במשך שנים רבות, sometimes it takes many years, עד שמתוך החיים עצמם תיפוקחנו העיניים לראות האמיתיות במאמר. Until the point where through life itself one's eyes are opened to see the truth of the statement. הריון ולידה ממש יבנס מאמר חז"ל. The understanding of a statement of חז"ל is like pregnancy and then birth. כך אומר מרן רבי נחום זאב, בני של הרב שמחה זיסמן מקרם, the son of the ultimate מקרם, רב נחום זאב, used to say, "Habeur ha'amiti le'mamar Chazal hu adam atzmoi." The true explanation of a statement of Chazal is the person himself. To summarize, Halakha is binyan ha'adam Yisrael. Halakha is structured. We use the terminology of buildings. It builds the person, it is structured, it gives a framework and limits to a person's behavior. Havanasa agadata tzimachas mitochei halakha atzmam. Agadata is described in terms that are relevant to plant life. It's organic, it grows, it sprouts from within the life of halakha. Behakdama zo inelech likas chag ha-matzis ha-kadosh. With this introduction, we step towards the chag ha-matzis. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Vav states she'alin v'dorshin milchois Pesach kodem lePesach 30 yoyim. We start analyzing the Alachos of Pesach 30 days before the Chag. V'acharei hachana zoi ha-maschila be'itzumoi shel Yom Purim. So after this preparation, which begins in the midst of the day of Purim, magim be'seifa le'hagada shel Pesach. At the end of that involvement in halacha, because shalim doshim b'ilchois Pesach, so 30 days of involvement in halacha brings you to the Haggadah shel Pesach. U'mitoich ha'achana ha'meumetzes b'drishas ha'alachois v'kiuman, through the preparation, which is meumetzes, through a lot of effort in preparation in the fulfillment of halachois, tzoyimachas ha'agadah shel Pesach, from that sprouts and flourishes the Haggadah. So again, binyan utzmicha. There's the binyan associated with halacha and tzmicha, which is a more organic and inner process. They bring us to see ourselves as if we are leaving Mitzrayim. Hilchois Pesach. Harei afiyas matzois. There's the concept of baking matzois. Im kol hazehirus hanira'a mechoyevet lazeh, with all the immense zehirus that is obligatory over here. Ha'aschala ma'im shelano, the beginning is drawing the water, ma'im shelano, and leaving them, lano means leaving it overnight to cool. Ki ha'ma'im shemitachas la'adama mischamimim k'tzas b'meshach ha'layla. We concern that the water will heat up during the night. Ve'igrimu ulay lechemotz mukdam shel ha'batzek, and might accelerate the leavening of the dough. Nikui yesodi shel kol ha'kelim v'ha'yadayim ha'oskos b'lisha. So a thorough cleaning of all the utensils and hands that are involved in kneading before and after every 18-minute period. So that there shouldn't be any trace of dough stuck to them. The tremendous speed from the kneading until the matzah is scraped out of the oven. All the time accompanied by the kavana to bake these matzos for the sake of the mitzvah. Benefesh yafa, in a sensitive soul, ha'ife matzos b'choved roish uv'chol ha-zerizus. A person is baking matzos seriously and with all of the necessary zerizus. Misoireres ha-agashavet ignites the sense. Ki me'afiyas matzos levad day la'kir Torah min ha-shamayim. Just from the baking of matzos, just this process is sufficient to come to know Torah min ha-shamayim. Hare oifim lechem pashut, we're baking a simple bread, ach beli chimutz, without leavening, umiyad nizgerim shesh gam beruchanius ina shel seor shebaisa. It immediately reminds us that in ruchanius, in the parallel realm, there's also a concept of seor shebaisa, the substance that causes the dough to rise. Asher al ze amru, regarding which Chazal say in brachos daf yud zayin, we wish to do your will. Umi me'akev. What prevents us? Se'or sheba'isa. Chazal call it se'or sheba'isa. They refer to Yetzer Ha as this leavening agent in the dough. Yetzer hara shebilbavenu hamachmitzenu. Uvame asku be'afiyas matzis. What were these people busy with when they were baking? Im lo'i bilimud zerizus. It's an exercise in zerizus. Shia midah shel bitul hara. Zerizus is the midah of negating evil. Ki bechol hefsek zman. Whenever there's a delay, whenever there's procrastination in the midst of a good deed, there's already, the Yetzer is there, already the Yetzer is parking in that hefsek zman. The ma'asim of tzedekim are always done quickly, without interruption, without delay. This is all a preparation for geula. Matzah zei she'anu ochlim al shum ama. Why do we eat this matzah? We say in the Seder. Al shum shelo yispik betzekam shel avosenu lehachamitz. Because the dough of our forefathers did not leaven. Ad shenigla aleim melech malchei malachim hakadosh baruch hu galam. until such time as HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to them and redeemed them. It is a very quick process. Ha'izgalus ve'ageula, the revelation of Hashem and the salvation, ba'u bimhirus yoseh gedola Hashem yiruz ha'chemutz, were quicker, were faster than the speed of leavening, to'ichaseras kol ha'me'akvim shel hara ve'yetzer, by removing all of the me'akvim, all the obstacles of the of evil and the yetzerah. Ve'amra tera, the Torah says in Parshas, bo'i ushmartem es ha'matzeis, to guard the matzeis, ve'amu al zeh, Chazal tell us, al tikure es ha'matzeis, not only the simple sense of guarding the matzeis, ela es ha'mitzvois, you should guard the mitzvois, kederech she'en machmitzim es ha'matzeis, just like we don't allow the matzeis literally to become chometz, kach en machmitzim es ha'mitzvois, we also don't allow the mitzvois to leaven and to ferment. Ela imbasti elcha aseisach miyad. If a mitzvah comes to you, do it immediately. Bechol ha-mitzvahis yesh makom lechimutz. In all mitzvahs, there's room for leavening, for fermentation. Im eino iskin bohem bizrizus umiruz. Unless one does it quickly, immediately. Hare barur lanefesh ha-yavah. It becomes clear to a sensitive soul. Ki atira kedisha nasana lanu mitzvah be'afiyas lechem pashut b'lechimutz. The Torah gave us a mitzvah which outwardly is the baking of a simple bread without leavening, but one who is involved in it, he accumulates and earns the midah of zerizus, shemidas bitul hara. That's a midah of negating and annihilating evil, midas ha-geula mamash, which is a midah of geula. This is how the halakha brings to that parallel process of growth within oneself. Beleil er Pesach boidikines hachametz le'oir haner b'chorin uvasadakim. On the night of Bidika, so we search for chametz in all sorts of crevices. Talmid chacham haboidek chametz b'chomed roish mamash b'chol pina ufina b'bayis. A talmid chacham who is searching for chametz seriously in every corner of the home, b'marteif, in a cellar, uva'aliyah, in the attic, uva'chadar madrigois, at kamashu she'halad yirasei. This is obviously more relevant to Eretz Yisrael, where people living in apartment buildings and a portion of the stairwell belongs to you or is associated with your flat, so you have to check in the staircase as well. Uvchol hakisim shel kol begdei anshei beisoi, in all the pockets of all his children. Sha'ois arukois nimsheches bidikas hachametz shelo, it lasts for hours. Ve'eino piter atzmo bidika shecheis, does not exempt himself with a superficial symbolic search. Veshuv, once again, ha'nefesh ha'yafa mis'oireres miyad she'yishno chipus adome leze. The sensitive person is immediately reminded that there's a similar search. Ve'hu lechapes b'chli ha'nefesh uv'nivchei ha'leiv achrim mashu shenati ara'a. To search in all the kelim, so to speak, all the utensils, all the parts, the chambers of the soul and in the hidden parts of the heart, to search for negative inclinations. Limtza isah, to search and destroy, yeah? To totally annihilate it. V'nefesh ha'yafa zecheres miyad es ha'gemara. One is immediately reminded of the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Zayin. Le'oir ha'ner, the Mishnah said that one must check by the light of a ner, menah ha'nei milei, omar Rav Chisda, lamadu metzi'a me'metzi'a, ומציאה מחיפוש, וחיפוש מחיפוש, וחיפוש מנרויס ונרויס מנר, דכסיב אלטימטלי דפסוק עם משלי נר השם נשמס אדם, ונשמה of a human being is like the lamp of Hashem, חייפס כל חדרי ועוד, and searching through all the chambers of the heart, the chambers of the innards. הרי הנשמה היא גם כנר, ונשמה is also like a lamp, הבוידק ומחפש בכל חדרי ועוד, searching throughout one's innermost being. ומפירש אומרים זאת למחרת בשעת שרפת חמץ. It is said the next day when חמץ is burnt, וגם בערב אחר גמר הבדיקה, also in the evening, יהי רצוי מלפניך, השם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו, שתרחם עלינו וסצילנו מאיסור חמץ, and save us from איסור חמץ אפילו מכלשהו, even the tiniest amount, וכשם שביערנו החמץ עם בבותינו ושרפנו, just as we have eliminated the חמץ from our homes and burnt it, so too, may you see fit to eliminate, to destroy, to annihilate the Yetzer from within us, tamid kol yemei chayinu. Uv'etzem ha'bdika, in the midst of the bdika, which is a halachic act, hayinu mislamdim midos ha-zehirus v'nikius. We are practicing and acquiring the midos of zehirus and nikius. Hatira kedusha tzivisa yisane beval yirae uval yimatzei shel chometz v'seor. So we have mitzvois of not possessing, not owning any chometz and seor. V'anu margishim shel echol davar gashmi yesh inyan ruchani makbil. We sense that every physical concept has a corresponding spiritual concept. We sense that the power of fermenting in the physical realm, so corresponding to that is the Yetzirah. That's the power of that ferments within the person and seduces him. In brackets, Re'e b'inyan chametz u'matza v'das chokhma u'musar, chelek alef ma'amrim lamed zayin v'lamed tes. בזמן הזה אין לנו קורבן פסח. We do not have the קורבן פסח. אי אפשר לשאול יום. You cannot imagine today. איזו היסעלוס היסה לכלל ישראל. What tremendous growth. What היסעלוס there was for כלל ישראל בזמן שחיתסה וחילסה. When the קורבן was שחתת and eaten. ואיזו השראה של קדושה היסה ירדת על כולם על ידי. And what a tremendous flow of קדושה would descend upon all of them through the קורבן. אחרי כל ההסמצוס בלימוד וקיום הלכוי פסח 30 יום קודם החג, so after all the effort in learning and fulfilling the הלכוי פסח for 30 days before the חג, מגיעים להגדה של פסח. We come to the הגדה of פסח. ומכאן מולאו, we have an explicit פסוק, ויגדתו לבנך ביום ולאמור, you shall relate to your children on that day, בעבור זה עשה השם לי בצאתי ממצרים. Rashi there in פרשת בוי explains, כאן ויגדתו לבנך, בבן שאין יודע לשאול. That's the בן שאין יודע לשאול. והכסוב מלמדך, Torah teaches you, שתפתח לו אתה בדברי אגדה. So the Torah teaches here that you should begin with words of אגדה שמושכין את הלב, that are attractive, that draw the heart. Then the פסוק says, בעבור זה, בעבור זה עשה השם לבצעים מזרם, for the sake of this, בעבור שאקיים מצווי סב, in order that I fulfill his מצווי סב, כגון פסח, מצה ומרר הללו. הרי כאן המצווה לדעשה שדווקא בדמי הגדה. According to Rashi here, the מצווה is specifically to speak to the son, to the child, with words of הגדה. וכאן התורה עצמה מראה לנו מהם דברי הגדה שנגיד לבנינו. The Torah itself indicates to us, what are the words of הגדה that we should teach our children? השם הוציא עשינו ממצרים, השם תוקס על מצרים, בעבור שנקיים מצווי סגיון פסח מצה ומרר. In order to fulfill מצווי, such as פסח מצה ומרר. ואגב עצמך, think for one moment. לכאורה באו מצוויס אלו כזיכרון ליציאת מצרים. Superficially, we relate to the מצוויס as commemoration of יציאת מצרים. ועצם היציאה עשה כדי לעשות את הנכורים. We normally, often we would think of it, well, the act of going out, the act of liberating us was to make us, to give us liberty. והגדה זו היפכס את הדברים. But this הגדה turns things upside down, topsy-turvy. The קיבס, it establishes, ככל יציאת מצרים היסה, כדי שנקיים מצווי סלו. יציאת מצרים was in order that we fulfill the mitzvahs. Not that the mitzvahs are there to commemorate the יציאה. In different words, המצווהס אינן זיכרון ליציאת מצרים, אלא תכליסה. The mitzvahs are not a memorial, a remembrance for יציאת מצרים, but the purpose of יציאת מצרים. הגאון רב חיים מוולוז'ין אישיש בנו יסי יסייד, he rooted within us this fundamental idea, על פי הזוהר הקדוש, he's basing himself on the Zohar, כי לשן הגדה פירושי רזה במילסה. הגדה connotes literally the secret part of the matter. It connotes a deeper, inner, profound part of the statement. That's in נפש החיים א' ל' ג'. הרי ההגדה מגלה לנו את המהלך הפנימי של דברים. Here the הגדה reveals to us the inner process. The outer process, superficial process, is that Pesach Matzah Maror are mitzvahs that commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. But the Agadah tells us the inner process, Yetzias Mitzrayim, is in order to fulfill the mitzvahs of Pesach Matzah Maror. Bidia zois an yeshvim b'leil ha-seder l'ma Agadah shel Pesach. It's with this knowledge that we sit on Leil ha-seder to recite the Agadah, lizkois b'la'amud an ha-malach ha-penimi shel Yetzias Mitzrayim, in order to earn, to understand, to ascertain, to recognize the inner process of Yetzias Mitzrayim. והנו אומרים, and we say, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו עבויסינו, at the outset, our forefathers were idolaters, pagans, ועכשיו קרבנו המקום לעבוד הזה. And now, הקדוש ברוך הוא brought us to איזה עבודה. ועכשיו, הלוי זה היה לפני 13,000 שנה, it happened 3,000 years ago. What do you mean, now, הקדוש ברוך הוא? אולם כאן רמזו לנו על רזה דמיצה. Here חזל, again, hint, and he uses this לשון used by רב חיים above, רב חיים מוולוז'ין, רזה דמיצה. The inner process, the deeper dimension over here, the profound idea. Ki achshav, it's now. ברגע זה של ליל הסדר, right now, as one is sitting to the Seder, ממש הקדוש ברוך הוא כביכול לוקח את כל אחד מאיתנו בידו. הקדוש ברוך הוא is taking each one of us in his hand, ומקרב אותנו לעבודה, saying, bringing us to his עבודה. כי רזה דמילסו, again, the deep idea over here, the inner process, the real profound thing happening over here is, שהחג הקדוש אין סתם זיהם זיכרון למה שהיה בעבר רחוק. That this holy חג is not a mere day of commemoration for something that happened in a distant past. כי אם בכל שנה ושנה בזמן הזה מתחדשת עיסה הערה שאירה עליו יסיים מביצעים. Rather, every year in this time, the same illumination, the same light is renewed again, the same light that shone for our forefathers in Mitzrayim. ואם נזכה, and if we earn it, גם אנחנו נהיה יוצאי מצרים ממש. We too shall become יוצאי מצרים. בכל דויר ודויר חייב אדם לראיס את עצמוי, כאילו הוא יצא ממצרים. In every generation, individual is obligated to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. זוהי הנקודה המרכזית של ליל הסדר בהגדה של פסח. This is the central point of ליל הסדר and the הגדה. אין זוהי ידיעה. Not a point of knowledge. There's not something where one's knowledge counts. ואין יוצאים ידי חיוב זה בדיבורים. One does not fulfill this obligation by speaking. חייבים אנחנו לראיס עצמנו. That's a chazal put it. To see ourselves, יוצאים ממצרים ממש. Living מצרים. כיצד נגיע לזה? How does one achieve this? עם כל ההכנות של הלכויס החג. With all of the preparations of הלכויס החג. ועם קיום המצוויס של ליל הסדר. With the fulfillment of המצוויס של ליל הסדר. הננו בוינים את עצמנו. יקס הגבילה. So a process of בניין. As we said before, the הלכויס of the חג. That's בניין. That's structured. And that's like a building. ויחד עם זה הוא ילכס וצוימחס בקרבנו הרגשה חיה ביציאס מצרים. And at the same time, what sprouts and flourishes within us is a live sense of יציאס מצרים, of liberation. ומתייחה אנו מרגישים ברז דמילסה של ההגדה. And from it, we sense the deeper מהלך of the הגדה. לא ימריב פשטים ודיוקים בנוסח ההגדה נעמוד על רז דמילסה. This is very important. It's not out of a proliferation, an abundance of all sorts of pshatim and diyukim in the Haggadah that one ascertains the Raza Demitz. That is not going to do it. Not all of the diyukim and the kushiyas and all of that, that's not going to do it. Ela betiteinu oizen kasheves le'oimek talich sheitzias mitzayim. But rather by having a sensitive ear, an oizen kasheves, a listening ear to the deep process of yitzias mitzayim. Mishetehen yachad, from both of them together, הלכויס פסח והגדה של פסח. The two processes together, the הלכויס, which are fixed and unchanging, clear, structured, and the הגדה, which is organic and dynamic and flourishing, from both of them, יסבשל הפרי, the fruit ripens. שנצא גאולים מליל הסדר, we emerge redeemed out of ליל הסדר, גאולים ממש, literally redeemed, ולא על חינם, החלק השני של סדר ליל פסח הוא שיר השירים. It is not for naught. That the latter part of the night is devoted to Shir HaShirim. Once finishes the Haggadah, Shir Ahava ben Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love song between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Kan.